We're sitting in the parking lot of the very first Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Number one.
That's right. 1950, I think they said.
Yeah, I'm here with my good friend, Steve Runner, here for PodCamp Boston 6. It's Sunday morning, and we're in Steve's wonderful Honda vehicle driving into Boston. And I thought I'd, just like old time's sake, pull out my digital recorder and get some car audio. A car cast.
Nice.
Of Steve and Zen Runner heading back into the Microsoft Nerd Center. Yes, Nerd Central. And I can confirm that there are many nerds
at this
event.
It's a plethora of nerds. What do you call it? A gaggle of nerds?
A gaggle, yeah. A gaggle of geeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, it's incredible. But it's fun. I think Chris Brogan, who is a very popular, he's kind of king of the nerds.
Yeah.
Who wrote a few books about social media, and he advises companies how to get the most out of these tools. Chris Brogan got up and did a keynote and basically said, you are all losers. Get over it.
And everybody nodded their heads.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. You were all the last to be picked.
We are all losers, and we will rule the world.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So I know a lot of people listen to my show for health tips and for fitness ideas and for running, but I think we're just going to geek out
totally,
for the next 20 minutes. And all weekend has been nothing but a big geek out. Trust me, if you're not into this kind of stuff, you wouldn't like it. I mean, it got so dull in the afternoon that I actually slept through an entire session and nobody noticed.
Well, the interesting thing about this year's PodCamp is that I've not heard the word pod used all that much.
No, no, recording audio. I guess there are a few sessions. Today I saw one that was about using compressors and limiters to get great audio.
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe attending that one, but then again, I took my compressor limiter out of my audio chains.
So. Yeah, me too. And, and it's more about, like, right now, you're listening to a recording, and I know you're saying, yeah, we know it sounds like it, but I'm recording it on a $50 Olympus recorder I got in Costco, and you know, it's just like a little handhold thing. It's almost like a disposable device, but, you know, it almost doesn't matter. Again, you know, as we talk, I'd encourage you guys to do audio recordings, whether you're sending them into Extra Mile Podcast or you're posting them on Facebook. I mean, you don't even have to go through the rigmarole and the difficulty of setting up a serialized show through iTunes, but audio is just a wonderful media to share conversation.
Yep. Right? Very personal and intimate.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really love about iPadio, which is a service that we use to capture our phone conversations and turn them into something like that. And there's also, you know, lots of other services that are like that that allow you to record conversation. And this is really important. This is an important point. You know, I really do love blogs and I love social networks. I love social communication. You know, little tweets and Facebook posts and pictures. But audio connects you to the soul of the person. It's a window into who they are. I mean, I can look at pictures of you and I can read your words, but when I hear your voice inflecting, I can hear your breath.
Yep.
And the breath, you know, that's the wave of your soul.
Sure.
Oh, wow. That's,
yeah, that's
deep.
Very deep.
Yeah, but it's true.
No, it is true.
And I can tell by the way you're breathing as to how you're being.
We were talking about yesterday, I talked about how I, for my podcast, for Fitipinations, I'll record video just as sort of a complimentary thing to promote the upcoming episode and so forth. And every once in a while, I'll upload a video on my blog. But it's not as intimate or as from the heart, I think, as the audio that I record, whether it be the scripted podcast that I do or just stuff like this where we're just, you know, having a conversation. I mean, that to me,
it's spontaneous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, spontaneous.
And when you do that, even with the ums and ahs that are going to be a part of, you know, a normal conversation, it still brings you into the room with the person. And that's what I really enjoy about podcasting.
Oh, yeah. I have to say for myself, I used to be known for spontaneous audio. I'm not one to write scripts at all. I always go off the top of my head.
Right.
But I've designed my programming or my content more around a a structure that's kind of scripted in a sense of, you know, we do the Slow Runners Club show.
Sure.
And it has kind of a loose structure, but we record it on Fridays or, you know, Saturdays or Thursdays, depending on our schedule. But it's always kind of a weekend thing, and there's a big beginning, middle, and end. And, you know, and it's also, we record it live as one shot. We don't do any editing and bringing in other sources of audio outside of a few, like, audio stabs. We have, like, some special effect audio. But that's all live.
Right.
You know, we're all doing that in one shot. But what I used to do when I used to travel a whole lot more, I'd carry something like this, what was called an iRiver, which is, you know, say an iRiver to folks who don't podcast, they're like, what?
I know, yeah. Like,
right.
But it was this,
all the podcasters
podcast.
Used to use this thing called an iRiver, which was just a really cheap MP3 player that had a very nice line in, so you could plug a mic into it, right? And now you can buy these little audio recorders for half the price, and, you know, with better audio. But, you know, I used to just pull a thing out any time, and just whenever an idea came, and then that became the phone,
right?
And then that became sort of what I'm doing with iPadio. But I would, what happens with the phone, you lose some of that environment sound, and you really don't hear where they are. You can hear the words, you understand the ideas, like a phone call, but you don't get a feeling for the place. You can't hear the ambient room
tone,
or the, you know, the noise of the cars or the people or wherever you are. And that's kind of some of the fun about, I really loved podcasting, especially they had this term called sound seeing, where people used to walk around and just give you an audio tour of, like, you know, the back narrow alleys in Rome or someplace in the wharf in San Francisco, and you could hear the birds and the boats and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Like right now, what town are we in?
We are in Quincy. We're on Wollaston Beach in Quincy.
Yeah, we're riding along this incredible beach in this Quincy Harbor, is it? Yeah, and these boats are all out there. It's a beautiful Sunday. There are beautiful people running.
Yeah, a lot of runners out here.
Oh, my. There are beautiful
people. The beautiful people of Quincy.
Oh, yes. And beautiful, they're not magazine beautiful. They're normal people. And they're out doing something to improve themselves and to feel good. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love seeing people exercise. It's just, you're beautiful. Anyone, any shape, any size, any age. If you're working out, if you're doing something for yourself, you're beautiful. Your body looks beautiful. You're doing what you were built to do. You know, happy runners or walkers or, you know, exercisers. It's really great. Anyway. So, but I'm looking out. There's this flat water. It's kind of a gray overcast sky because it's been a little bit rainy, but it adds a lot of drama. It's a beautiful temperature. It's not hot. I can see Boston right in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a phenomenal experience. And, you know, that's kind of some of the joy of podcasting. It's almost like a postcard.
Right,
from,
exactly.
You know,
we're bringing
audio.
It to you in audio through our words and, you know, from our eyes to your ears.
And you're hearing Steve's car.
Right.
And it's cool. So, you know, that's the adventure as we drive in towards, you know, the urban center that is Boston. And you know, I really thought PodCamp would be more about, you know, techniques in creating great content, how to structure your shows, maybe techniques of using equipment. While there's certainly a session on using limiters today, most of the sessions have been about how to optimize your social networks to get people to buy products from you.
Right.
And I understand, podcasting could be some part of marketing, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
And I was hoping to, I agree with you completely. I mean, for me, there's a lot to be said for podcasting because I'm, and I know you feel the same way, I want to encourage people to podcast. And, you know, I sometimes, and I've told you this, I worry because my other podcast, Fitipidations, I put a lot of work into it. I enjoy the creative process. I enjoy the production. But it's over the top. You've seen my studio. You don't need all that stuff. You need what you have right here. This is your studio. We are in the Zen Runner studio. And
yeah, which is, you know, basically a $50 recorder that's the size of a pack of gum.
And it sounds great.
Right.
And it's all you need. I mean, so I was kind of hoping at PodCamp to have presenters show us the way that you could podcast. Here's what you need to buy simply, you know, or, and then maybe another session on, you know, some ideas and how to, not necessarily format, but, you know, present your ideas, you know, maybe some people like to have intros to their shows, others don't, you know, but whatever. I just think that a lot could have been presented along those lines. Look, we're having a good time and I'm learning things. I mean,
I know we're just a bunch of bitchy wimps.
No, but I mean,
wow,
I think it's fair to be. One of the nice things about podcasting camp is that it's an unconference.
Yes, and, that's right.
And they encourage you to be vocal
right.
and speak
and
your mind.
And we're guilty because we could have brought that content.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really could. And maybe
yeah.
next year when I come, we're going to have to work out some content.
Sure.
You know, like guerrilla podcasting.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how do runners do it? Because runners are the masters of guerrilla
totally.
Podcasting, right? Because, you know, we're running.
Yeah.
We can't bring studios with us.
Right.
And I would say we're one of the largest niches.
I believe
right?
so, yeah.
Because we have a built-in audience.
Yep.
You know, when you have a runner who's out there just, they're sick of their playlist, you know.
They pop you in their ears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And why, you know, runners like to listen to other runners.
Sure.
You know? And it's sort of, you know, it's a great biosphere.
Right.
Of content producers and content consumers.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, that's one of the great things about what we're doing.
What we are doing is we're going to present a talk about the Mojo Loco, which is our way to really tie podcasting into community and the idea of virtual into reality. And I think that is a conversation that is worth presenting. And I think it'll be, I really think a lot of people will get some good ideas out of that because, you know, we're talking about podcasting, being in a, quote, studio and presenting thoughts, opinions, observations, and so forth, in whatever format you want. But there's got to be more than that. There's got to be more to it. And, you know, I'm a firm believer the reason I podcast is I want to make friends and, you know, inspire people. And that's happening. And I think the Mojo Loco is the natural progression for this. I really do.
Well, it's truly a step of building community in the real world, okay? And by taking action together in the real world, turning off the computer and
right.
doing something together. While we had a lot of technology around us during our run,
sure.
right? It was more about being together,
yeah.
even more than the running itself.
Oh, absolutely.
We weren't timing it. The
no.
distance was secondary.
Right.
It was more the experience.
Yep.
It was human experience. And that's what PodCamp is.
Yep.
We're all together meeting people and hearing stories and stuff like that. It's like a digital campfire, but we're getting rid of the digital part and we're bringing back the campfire.
Right.
And, you know, and we're sitting around telling stories together. And, you know, that's what I really love about this community, you know, is the community aspect, is getting people together. So, you know, this is what the idea that we're promoting. We're not going here to kind of promote the idea of running. Well, I'll
right.
always do that. We're here to promote the idea of building community by taking real action.
Yeah.
Real action in the sense of bringing people together. And, you know, we call for you too. You know, what can you do? What can you do as part of this community by listening to the show to bring together the people and the ideas that you care about most? And who cares if it's about running? It could be just, you know, get together people in your family. Get
right.
together people that you work with, that you respect. Get together a book club. I mean, it's these kinds of things. It's not a new idea, but it's one that's so important and gets lost when we replace human interaction for 140 characters.
Right, or Facebook posts.
Or an emoticon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I really love to receive a 3 less than sign as a heart. But a hug is a lot better.
I 3 less than sign you.
And you know what? I'm going to work really hard to give away a lot of hugs in my lifetime. Right?
Right.
And I'm going to start by...
You're a hugger.
I'm going to start by hugging you.
I'm driving the car right now.
I know. But if you weren't driving,
okay.
I'd be hugging on you, man.
Oh, I'm so glad you came down, Adam. It's always great to see you. And, you know, PodCamp, look, we're having a good time at PodCamp. We're learning things, you know. But I do wish it was a little bit more pod, but that's okay. I mean, this is day 2. You never know. And but more than anything, I was really glad you came down.
Yeah, and you know what the real reason why I came?
What's that?
Well, I know you don't really, you're not that interested in baseball, but I was sent here by the New York Yankees to remind you that we clinched a spot in the playoffs and we beat you last night in like 9-1.
Oh, no.
And did I say a word about it?
No, you were very thoughtful.
But I'm saying it now.
Well, you know what?
Yankees.
I'll give you that. I want to, we have to mention before we go about the cupcakes, just because I think it's...
Yeah, the cupcakes. Oh, my God. last night we had, where did we have dinner?
It was the British Beer Company.
Yeah, it was this big restaurant. It looked like a gigantic British pub. It was crowded because it was Saturday night.
The great Tim Dwyeran.
Framingham. Yeah, the great Tim Dwyeran, who was a friend of ours who ran the Poco Loco in Boston, came out to meet with us and have some dinner.
He's whirling dervish on Twitter, by the way.
Now, Tim's wife, for the end of the Mojo Loco, made us red velvet cupcakes.
They were amazing.
They were incredible. Yeah. So when we finished the line, that was the medal, those cupcakes. So I had spoken to her, and I gave her a challenge. I said, I want to taste maple bacon cupcakes. And I just made it up out of my head.
Right.
But, you know, bacon, because we had those maple bacon donuts.
Oh, so when we were in Florida,
Maple bacon cupcakes. And she's like, I'll do it. I was like, really? Yeah, I'll do it. So she took on the challenge, and Tim showed up with this little, cute little custom cupcake carrying case, like a Tupperware thing, and he pops it open, and in there is like a dozen of the most incredible looking maple bacon chocolate cupcakes that you could ever imagine.
They were white frosting with the dark
maple. Sweeping with pure maple syrup.
Right, very buttery maple, and then tell us what adorned the top of
top of every chocolate cupcake, which was inside each chocolate cupcake was crumbled bacon.
Mm.
So it had like a savory chocolate, and it actually worked
really well. It worked
It wasn't too bacony. It was more chocolatey, but it had that little hint of bacon goodness. On top of each maple frosting was about an inch long piece of bacon dipped in chocolate. Bacon dipped in chocolate.
It was incredible. If you've ever had the flavor combination.
And I think it was dark chocolate, too. Yeah, it wasn't terribly sweet. And
it was perfect.
It was outrageous. Oh, my God. I know. People are like, ew, bacon and chocolate. No. Bacon and chocolate. If you like bacon, I don't even like chocolate that much.
Right,
it elevated the chocolate. It
totally.
Yes. It made chocolate amazing. Yeah. Because the saltiness and the sweetness, the sugars in the bacon were mixing with the bitterness in the chocolate.
That was just unbelievable.
Yeah, uneffing believable. It was really good.
She needs to go into business.
It was brilliant. It was like that show Cupcake Wars.
They
have to make like cupcakes out of cigars.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, really.
Yeah, whatever it is. Tobacco? No, this was really good. So we had these incredible cupcakes while we were waiting to get our table.
Yeah.
So they finally sit us down, and we're like, oh, we're not hungry. We had cupcakes. No, we ate. But I had a salad and an arrogant bastard ale, which was quite relevant.
Yeah.
And you had a black and blue?
I had a black and blue. Blueberry, Wachusett blueberry ale with Guinness stout.
Yeah, usually they use like a black and blonde or black and tan, right? It's Bass Ale.
Exactly.
And this was a blueberry ale.
Yeah,
so
it was
black
good.
And
a little
blue.
Sweet, a little dark caramel. It was nice.
Yeah, sometimes they use Blue Moon, apparently. But I like that. Black and blue is very... clever.
Yeah,
I've never had. I'll have to try that next time.
Yeah.
And it was so good seeing about Tim, who's like Mr. CrossFit, man.
I know.
That dude is strong.
Oh, totally.
Tim has a bulldog, Gracie, and the cutest dog you've ever seen in your life. But Tim looks like a bulldog.
Yeah.
But not in the jowly way, in the strong, like a strong.
Yeah,
I mean, that dude is like a muscle.
He's hardcore, dude.
He's one of the strongest guys I know. And he's just rocking the CrossFit.
Yep.
And he's got the biggest heart.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Man, I know, Tim, you got my back. I got your back, buddy. I'm so honored to be your friend. And I so appreciate that you came out and had dinner with us and that you shared your wife's amazing cupcakes. And we're so thankful for you.
Thank you, Deborah and Tim.
Yeah,
they were
so
amazing.
Much. It was awesome. You really were the highlight because we were kind of bored after all this podcast talk. But we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And then we'll call it a weekend. But thank you to Steve for being such a wonderful host.
Oh, anytime.
And we're on a bridge right now.
The Lenny Zakim Bridge, because I took the wrong way. There's the memorial.
But this is cool.
Bunker Hill.
It's like the signature bridge of Boston. It's like an architectural monstrosity, but it's goes right into where all the teams play, the Celtics.
Yep.
Celtics.
The Celtics. There's the Boston Museum of Science.
Yeah, we're around too, and the Poco Loco, and is that Bascom Hill? What is that? Is this hill here? What's this?
That is... where the Revolutionary War began. That was Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill, that's it. Archie Bunker Hill.
That's right.
Yeah. And isn't there Ironsides?
Or, yeah, Old Ironsides is off here to the right.
You can't really see it from here, but yeah, I know it's over in this direction. Yeah. Cool. We're in historic Boston.
Nice.
You and I.
Yeah.
And everybody listening. You're hearing the bouncing of the cars, but it's just kind of funny that Massachusetts is one of the most highly taxed states, and they have the worst roads.
Oh, it is.
What's that about?
It's the weather, and we got better things to do, you know?
Yeah, but you got the money because you're taxed at the wazoo.
It's just a wicked speed bump. What's the problem?
Yeah. I notice. So, anyway. So we're pulling into Boston. We're going to say goodbye. Thanks for listening to this little conversation with Steve Runner and Zen Runner from the car on the way to PodCamp Boston 6. Take it easy, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.